What's going on, y'all? You were born with a map. Most people just never learn how to read it. Most numerology birth charts look like a tic-tac-toe grid. In some systems, this grid is known as the box of traits. Picture a tic-tac-toe board with 9 spaces, right? Each space represents a number from 1 through 9. Each row from bottom to top represents a different level of human experience. So let's start with the bottom row. This row is called the physical plane. This is where the basic or physical self lives. The numbers here are 1, 4, and 7. The physical plane represents human activity. It deals with how we operate in the material world. 1 represents vocal expression, motivation, and body language. 4 represents organization, patience, and materialism. 7 represents learning through sacrifice and life experiences. This plane shows how a person expresses themselves physically and how they move through everyday life. The basic self is the primary level of human expression. Next is the middle row, the soul plane. No, not the movie with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. This is where higher self or soul lives. The numbers here, 2, 5, and 8. The soul plane represents the heart. 2 governs sensitivity and intuition. 5 represents love, freedom, positive emotions, and artistic expressions. 8 represents spiritual independence and wisdom. This level connects to our moral virtues, spiritual values, and philosophical ideas. The last row, the top row, is the mind plane. This is where conscious self lives. The numbers here are 3, 6, and 9. The mind plane represents the head. 3 deals with memory, thinking, analyzing, and rationalizing. 6 deals with imagination and creativity. 9 represents responsibility, ambition, and idealism. The conscious self is the home of our thoughts and attitudes. It can also be the home of our joy or our sadness because the mind gives us the ability to choose which one we operate in. Now we fill this in using our birthday. And since it looks like a tic-tac-toe board, something interesting can happen. If 3 numbers line up on the chart, either missing or present, forming a tic-tac-toe, that creates something called an arrow of individuality. Some people have multiple arrows, some only have 1. Some have none at all, and that's perfectly fine. Having arrows doesn't make someone better than someone who doesn't have them. Every chart has its own lesson. Arrows simply point to strengths or challenges. If the numbers are present, arrows represent strengths. If the numbers are missing, arrows represent a lesson to develop. For example, if a chart contains a present 3, 5, and 7, that creates the arrow of spirituality. This arrow gives the person the potential for deep spiritual awareness and the ability to build a balanced philosophy of life. But if those same numbers, 3, 5, and 7, are missing, it creates the arrow of the inquirer, originally called the arrow of skepticism. I personally know about this arrow. The lesson here is to develop a healthy curiosity. People with this arrow grow the most when they ask questions, seek understanding, and explore different perspectives. There's one more concept in the birth chart called an isolated number. This happens when a corner number has no numbers touching it. When that happens, that number carries a special lesson in life. For example, if 2, 4, and 5 are missing from a chart, the one becomes isolated. Since one represents the human ego and self-expression, its isolation can make a person feel either misunderstood or alone when trying to express their feelings. This is especially strong when someone only has a single one in their chart. So the lesson becomes learning how to express themselves clearly without feeling disconnected from others. The numerology birth chart is more than just numbers. It's a map of how your body, soul, and mind interacts, and it reveals both your natural strengths and the lessons your soul came here to master. If you want to get a reading, hit me up at spiritualelevatedlifeforms@gmail.com. Until next time, remember, you are all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.